Shalom. Hello.
We will begin the lesson with reading from items 68-69 of the Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot by Baal HaSulam. To watch the study material on Arvut, click the book icon in the upper menu. You can also watch the lesson on CAP TV and selected questions. You can ask questions there. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Rav. Yes, please. Moshe, we must first acquire a genuine understanding of the nature of love of the Creator itself. We must know that all the inclinations, tendencies, and properties instilled in man with which to serve one's friends, all these tendencies and natural properties are required for the work of the Creator. To begin with, they were created and imprinted in man only because of their final role, the ultimate purpose of man. As it is written, no outcast shall be cast out from him. One needs them all so as to complement oneself in the ways of reception of the abundance and to complete the will of the Creator. This is the meaning of everyone who is called by my name, I have created him for my glory. And also, all that the Lord has worked was for his sake. However, in the meantime, man has been given a whole world to develop and complete all these natural inclinations and qualities in him by engaging in them with people, thus yielding them suitable for their purpose. It is as our sages said, one must say, the world was created for me. For all the people in the world are required for a person as they develop and qualify the attributes and inclinations of every individual to become a fit tool for his work. Thus, we must understand the essence of the love of the Creator from the properties of love by which one person relates to another. The love of the Creator is necessarily given through these qualities, since they were only imprinted in man for his sake to begin with. Love, this is what we need to know and constantly repeat, that from relations between the friends, we don't appreciate them. We say it's not so bad. We don't understand that only if we come to the right connection between us to that extent and in this way, we can connect and reveal the Creator. So the rule is to go from the love of people to the love of the Creator. That's the only way to get to the Creator. But we won't be able to feel Him and attain Him and understand Him if we don't first go through stages of knowing our egoistic, all kinds of forms of egoistic connections between us. So let's, as quickly as possible, we will be incorporated and complete these works between each other so that we will get as quickly as possible to work between man and the Creator. Because if we slight the importance of working between each other, we have no chance of revealing the Creator. I want us to understand it, feel it, to really grasp it so it will direct us all the time, so we will constantly know and remind each other that this is the way. We first of all acquire all kinds of discernments in the relations between the friends, and to that extent, we are ready to begin to feel and make discernments between us and the Creator. Moshe, please read it again. So we're reading again. We must first acquire a genuine understanding of the nature of the love of the Creator itself. We must know that all the inclinations, tendencies, and properties instilled in man with which to serve one's friends, all these tendencies and natural properties are required for the work of the Creator. To begin with, they were created and imprinted in man only because of their final role, the ultimate purpose of man. As it is written, no outcast shall be cast out from him. One needs them all so as to complement oneself in the ways of reception of the abundance and to complete the will of the Creator. This is the meaning of the words, everyone who is called by my name, I have created him for my glory. And also, all that the Lord has worked was for his sake. However, in the meantime, man has been given a whole world to develop and complete all these natural inclinations and qualities in him by engaging in them with people, thus yielding them suitable for their purpose. It is as our sages said, one must say, the world was created for me. For all the people in the world are required for a person as they develop the quality of, and as they develop and qualify the attributes and inclinations of every individual to become a fit tool for his work. Thus, we must understand the essence of the love of the Creator from the properties of love by which one person relates to another. The love of the Creator is necessarily given through these qualities, since they were only imprinted in man for his sake to begin with.
Meaning with the same tendencies, the same stages, the same conduits which one assembles in his relationship with the friends, through those same conduits, he connects to the Creator and receives this connection to the Creator. It's just that with the friends, he can do it as there's some mutual sensation, mutual understanding, mutual bestowal, while with the Creator there isn't any. So, therefore, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Lord, that's how we build this system of connection between the friends and to later use it to connect with the Creator. Petach Tikva 6.
Rav, yesterday you explained that we have no chisaron, no lack for connection. And throughout the day we were trying to discern why we don't have it and how can we have more of a deficiency for connection. Is a lack for connection just a lack to be with the ten and work with it, or is there another depth here?
No, it's written that the final outcome is in the initial thought. If we're talking about the lack in the ten alone, it can be a gang of criminals or a group of, I don't know what. But if we are talking about how we need to achieve adhesion with the Creator, then the society with which we deal has the same status as the goal. So first, do we start from a lack for connection? Is that the same thing or? Love. No, I want to connect to the Creator, to attain Him, to feel Him, because that's how I feel. I have a reshimo. I have an inner desire. That's how I received it, a gift. I received it. Now, in order to actualize it, when I look for how to actualize it, I stumble upon this condition from the love of the created beings to the love of the Lord, meaning that I need to put my affairs with the created beings in order. And so, as Baal Sulam explains to us in Freedom of Choice, the Creator brings us to the society, puts one's hand on the good fate and tells him, take this for yourself, and so on. Thus, over a long time, we have to establish our relationship with the society, to get along with them, to connect to them, and so to acquire qualities, emotions, understanding, discernment regarding the connection between myself and the friends. That's what I need. And the more I bestow to them, and I need to relate to them, the same as I relate to the Creator, or as though I'm relating to the Creator. Are you listening, all of you? I'm learning on them how to relate to the Creator, but with them it's easier because I see them, I feel them, I receive some response from them, and so with them, I reach, me and them, we reach a connection which is called a lack, through connection and then all the way through to love. And to the extent that I begin to acquire such positive connections with them, I begin through them to discover the upper force which resides, dwells between us. Because I prepared my relations with the friends so that I can reach the Creator in them, feel Him, reach Him. And so from the love of the created beings, I come to the love of the Creator.
How do I know that I have the right deficiency for connection and not, like you said, we're a gang of criminals?
With respect to the friends, you cannot go wrong. You can scrutinize whatever appears before you. Don't worry. Don't confuse yourself over nothing. You can scrutinize it with them, as the Abash writes. You don't need the upper force in order to find yourself connected to the friends. Later, you also receive a connection to Him. But to be connected to the friends in a proper, good way, in order to be in each one helps his friend and in mutual bestowal, for that, you do not need the Creator.
Beseder.
All right.
Rechovot.
Rechovot.
Good morning, Rav. It's written in the paragraph that was read, all that is called by my name and for my glory. What does that mean, these words? Who are all those who are called?
Everything that was created in the world, this whole reality, was arranged only so that we will have the opportunity, the ability, to discover the Creator. Be'er Sheva.
Good morning, Worldton. At the end of item 69, it says, it turns out that the four qualities of love, two above two, two that are four. Can you interpret that?
No, I'm not going to interpret it. Why are you speaking about such things that we haven't talked about now? It's not what we're talking about. Not about the interpretation of the four degrees of love. And also, you studied it already. You know how long and complicated it is. It's not for now. I don't want to hear questions that aren't directly related to what we just read. Don't confuse everyone.
At the end of the second exit.
I don't want to hear another word. Petach Tikva 31.
He writes in the paragraph, a person must say the world was created for me because all the people in the world are required for the individual as they develop and qualify his inclinations and properties of every individual. How does it work by getting to connect to the friends? How does it qualify my inclinations and properties?
To the extent that you connect with the friends, you correct your qualities to in order to bestow, and then by that you bestow upon the whole world, the whole great vessel. Petach
Tikva 5. Yeah, relating to what you said before of about the situation where you come across love of friends on the way to the Creator. Why don't all the people who have an inclination to the Creator come to a way where they can realize this inclination to a love of friends, but they go elsewhere?
They don't want to engage in the love of the created beings. They don't want to. They have a clearly defined goal. I need to discover the Creator. I need to connect to Him. What do I get from being so righteous here between the created beings, to help them, love them, to come close to them, care for them, open my heart? Not in action, actually, doing these things. That's not... But they don't feel that this needs to be, to happen. With the Creator, of course, but with the created beings, no. Why? It's only now, in the last generation, that we'll see how this opens up. You won't be able to take a single step forward towards spirituality before making corrections in the corporeal connections with people.
So what does that mean? The Roshimo hasn't ripened? Because many people in the world want the Creator.
Yes, of course. Who doesn't want it? Who doesn't want the Creator? If it's one upper force on which my fate and destiny depend, then of course you want it. I want it.
Well,
that's why there's an obstacle on the path, and one who truly wants the Creator discovers that the love of friends is in the path, on the path. He rejects it, he doesn't want it, he's willing to do anything but for that, anything but for that. But later, he surrenders, begins to study this, to understand and to accept and to actualize the love of friends, and within the love of friends, he begins to come close to the Creator, and it's a long path. Sometimes he reaches the wisdom of Kabbalah, and he wants the revelation of the Creator, and he's willing to do everything, and indeed has a very strong desire. But when he becomes stuck on that condition, stumbles upon that condition of the love of friends, he retreats. He doesn't want it. He retreats. And later, perhaps he returns after many years. He runs around here and there until returning again, entering the love of friends, perhaps not in this incarnation, but ultimately he understands that there is no alternative, because you cannot build a vessel with which to connect to the Creator if not between the friends. Petach Tikva 24.
Well, that's the question. On one hand, you said before that with love of friends, we can't go wrong. With bestowal and mutual help, you don't need the Creator. So where is the mistake? Where do we fall on the path of love of friends? Because on the face of it, it seems like we're engaging in it. We have no other engagement.
I suppose there is some engagement, but not with the same seriousness as it would be with respect to the Creator. We don't understand that, well, don't grasp it yet. It's not engraved in our hearts that the love of friends is the vessel, the means by which to continue to the love of the Creator. If I don't love the ten, I never reach the Creator.
So I don't have a direction toward the Creator. If I don't work in the ten, I'm not thinking about the Creator. I have no inclination to Him.
You can think, but you cannot come near. You understand?
I don't even feel this inclination to the Creator. It's something abstract. It doesn't sit anywhere. It just comes and goes.
That's true. The fact that it's abstract. That's true. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav, you said that within the love of friends, in exactly the same channels, if I understood you correctly, you discover the love toward the Creator. What does it mean that these channels in the love?
It's in those ten sefirot where we build connections between us. In those ten sefirot, we receive, in the connection between them, the image of the Lord, as we call it, the form of the Creator.
I still don't understand.
I understand that it's hard to understand, but you should know that when you create the correct web of connections with the friends, then an integral sense will come to you, which establishes them or stabilizes them, forms them, and that is called the Creator. Unity 4.
A question from a friend in the 10. What does it mean, a real feeling of the Creator, and how can you implement it among the friends in the 10?
When we reach a proper connection with the friends, from that we begin to feel the meaning of the connection with the Creator and how it feels. New York 4.
Rabash said that the same inclinations, tendencies, and properties with which one serves one's friends will lead one to be able to serve the Creator. But where do we get these tendencies if we don't have any natural inclinations like that?
We need to ask of the Creator to give us the right connections in the ten, between us. And from these connections in the ten that we acquire between us, we will come to know how to relate to the Creator.
Czechoslovakia 1.
Good morning, Rav. What can I do more for connection in group if in Arvut, meeting on lessons, meeting during the day, friends, just be more patient or disseminate it more?
What do you mean by more patient or engage in dissemination? You can be patient, I don't know regarding what, but to engage in dissemination, you have to do that in order to advance towards the revelation of the Creator. That's for certain. That's for certain. Peter 3.
Yes, I heard from you at some point that the result from the work, from the right request, is improvement or a descent in the connection with the friends. And really, the more we work, the worse we get. You don't feel happy because you receive feeling from improving the relationship. So how do we discern if I work correctly or incorrectly?
It's not important for us what the outcomes will be. What's important to us is how much we invest in it. And if on the way we suddenly see that our actions didn't do any good, but even maybe caused something bad, it's not, we just examine ourselves and continue. We continue. We check, but continue. That's how the Creator examines us, because it all comes from Him. And so, We do not ascribe all these actions and outcomes to us, but rather to him. Africa.
Our question is, it's written that a person must be, every individual must become a fit tool for his work. What does it mean to become a fit tool for the Creator's work?
Lashpia.
To bestow. Each individual, each and every part, each will and desire in us, and most especially between us, as we connect together, has to be under the intention to bestow upon the Creator. Tel Aviv 10.
Good morning, love, friends.
Love.
If a person loves the 10, but not the rest of the world, can he come to love the Creator?
Where's your microphone? Do you have one on you?
Yeah, here.
So why is the sound so bad? Well,
if a person loves the 10, but he doesn't love the rest of the world, can he come to love the Creator?
He should continue. Because gradually he will come to understand that the whole world is also part of that 10, and they also belong to the Creator, and the Creator desires the adhesion of all. And so the person will reach love for all created beings.
Thank you very much, Alf.
Okay, maybe we can continue to the second part already, the second part of the lesson, Tess.
Okay, so we'll move to the next part of the lesson, Talmud Esosfield.
Mr. Klugpnimit.